Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. It is second date update. If you've been out on that first date and you said to yourself, all right, I got this. This is pretty good. I'm expecting a lot more dates after that. And then you don't get one of those dates. You find yourself here.
That's horrific, man. That's when I drank myself.
Yeah.
Just drank it away in my own misery.
It is Wisconsin. We're on this morning with Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling us and being on Second Date Update. We appreciate that. So tell us about your date. You went out with a girl named Mel.
Yeah, met Mel online. We went out and had a really great time. Like, I took her to Deluxe and got some food and really just like good connection, brought her back to my place. And, you know, I don't know, like, I thought we had a great time. We hung out. I mean, like, nothing ended up happening, but it was still, like, we had a great time. And I just can't get any response from her, like after the fact now. Like, she won't even text me back or anything. And I'm bummed and still confused.
Well, that's what we do. Yeah. We take the bummed and confused, and we try to help them out here. Well, let's rewind a little bit, though, about your date. So you had good conversation. Was there energy between you two? Did you guys kiss? I mean, kind of describe the date a little bit.
Was definitely energy. Definitely felt that spark, and I thought we for sure had a connection. Like, that's why I'm calling. Like, I'm just like a little, I mean, she also, like, her profile and stuff too. She was like, oh, I'm, she's adventurous and curious and fun loving, and that's why I thought she would, like me, and she did seem to be all those things, like, when I first met her.
So did you guys now,
sounds
how
good.
Did, yeah, how did you, you went from Deluxe back to your apartment. What happened? Did you guys drive back? Did you guys stay in the house for a while and pop open some drinks? I mean, what happened there?
The Boone's Farm.
Yeah, we went back, we drove back and just had like a drink and stuff, and we were talking, and I thought things would go from there, but she was like, she said she had to work early, but we would definitely hang out again. So that's why I was like, all right, that's fine, that's totally cool, but like no word at all afterwards,
Did you give her a kiss goodnight?
Didn't end up going there, but it felt like it totally could.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you were feeling it at 100. She was at about 50.
I mean, I don't know. I thought she was more closer to 100. I mean, I really wasn't. I didn't get the vibe that she was like turned off. I mean,
yeah.
I'm genuinely confused.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Well, you know what? You don't have to be. Jeff, we're going to give Mel a call in a second. Don't say
it's
anything,
time.
Jeff. We're going to call Mel and see if we can't figure it all out, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mel?
Hi, yes, this is Mel.
Hi.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, Mel. It's Marco and Krista. We're actually live on a radio station called 93.1 Jams right now.
Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have. How are you?
We're good.
We're real good.
We're real good. We're doing a segment called Second Date Update, Mel, where you've been out on a date with somebody, and for, I don't know, reasons unbeknownst to them anyway, you haven't gotten back with them, and then we try to step in and help out. And today we're calling on behalf of Jeff.
Good old Jeffy.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't sound very
She's
good.
Like,
really? Great.
Yeah. So we just kind of wanted, Jeff is like, hey, we went out and stuff is cool and deluxe. And then we went back. And
he really likes you. Thinks you're beautiful, super sweet.
Yeah.
Wants to know why you're calling him. You want to tell us?
Well, it was a very nice date. I had a really nice dinner with him, nice conversation, seemed to be very outgoing like me. We talked a little bit about our families and things like that, and, things that we had in common, and we kind of hit it off a little. And then, he asked me if I wanted to go back to his place just to basically have a couple of drinks and, continue our date.
Right.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
Went back to the place. And I started hearing some, since I walked in the door, I started hearing some stuff going on in the kitchen, like dishes clanking and things.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, somebody's here. I didn't know you had a roommate.
Right.
And he's like, oh, no, that's my girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I'm like,
are you, what?
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Exactly. What?
Like a girl and then another word, friend or
together as
girlfriend.
One. Yeah.
So
no,
that's my girlfriend.
Yeah. One word.
And then you must have been thinking, what the hell's happening here? Well, what was happening? Yeah.
Poked her head out of the kitchen to look and I noticed that was just strange to me.
Sure.
Of course, I have very strange, awkward situations to be in.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get out of there. So basically I said I had to work early. And that, he could text me and I would text back and we would work something out to go out again.
Yeah.
But of course, who's going to want to answer back to that?
Yeah. Seems like I have a lot of questions for Jeff, and it's a good thing because he's standing by on the phone, Mel. He's here with us. So, Jeff.
So lucky.
You didn't tell us about the whole you had a girlfriend thing.
Yeah.
And then you have another girl coming back. Were you trying to hook up?
I'm like having trouble believe it. I mean, I was under totally false, pretenses. I really thought from, her online description, just that she was into, experimenting, new experiences.
Oh my gosh. Only you guys would think something like that. Dude, that's not what we meant when we put that on our profile
looking
pic.
Looking for some new experiences?
Oh my gosh.
How about a threesome?
Yeah, baby.
Well, okay, so you obviously, and your girlfriend knew you were going out looking for a girl and bringing her home. So you had all that planned, and you thought Mel would be down for that.
We really did. So, you'd be surprised, how many people. So that's why I was we were just, a little confused. But I didn't even think that was it. I mean, I'm just, totally surprised myself right now.
Yeah.
So how many times does this work for you? How many women have you landed with your girlfriend?
I mean, I don't know if I put it that way, but we've definitely experimented a few times.
Sorry, wrong word landed.
Yeah. So, but at no point during the night did you say, hey, me and my girlfriend can't wait to meet you, or hey, when we get back to my place, my girl's there, we're going to have a party. You never mentioned any of that to her, so why would you think that she would know that?
I guess...
I'd like to know the same thing.
Yeah.
Aww.
See, me and Mel are on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Well, if she's open to new experiences and experimenting and kind of thing,
I'm missing.
Natural flow to me to introduce that when we got back.
I mean, new experiences, Jeff, could mean she wants to drive a stick and not a standard for
that's
a minute,
right.
Just to try to figure it out.
She wants to go hang gliding instead of roller skating.
Not jumping
into
bed.
Let's go on a jet ski.
Yeah.
Nothing in my profile said I wanted to have a threesome.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be interested in it.
Hey, I've never been on a boat. Let's try that.
You're on the wrong website. You should be looking for that.
That's right.
So, so some people don't go right to the threesome, but listen, I'm not hating.
We don't judge.
All right, so it didn't work out there, and that's why she left. Net sheds a whole bunch of new light on the whole situation here. So normally, Mel, if you wanted to try another date back out with Jeff, would offer to pay for everything, but I kind of know where that's going. But I'll throw it out there. If you want to try it again, and now that you know what's up, maybe you'd be down for that, and you'd feel less creepy, but we'll totally pay for your next date anywhere here in Madison if you want to try it over with him.
Yeah, we'd be really into it.
Oh, no.
We would.
He should have been honest from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Not down with that.
No.
That's just creepy.
But his girlfriend is.
Yeah,
have his girlfriend call me. Maybe,
maybe you two can just go ahead.
Oh, wow. Boy, this is turning into something great. Except for Jeff, doesn't think so. All right. Well, sorry, Jeff, it didn't work out. But at least you know what happened with Mel and the whole situation. And maybe next time things will go better.
For sure. Maybe she should change that description to closed-minded. But
it's her fault. It's her fault.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista doing Breaking Bad News. We started doing this because no one really wants to break bad news by yourself. You always want a crowd. You want a whole bunch of people. They always say if you have bad news, go in public because that way there's not a big scene.
Oh, I absolutely love making people cry.
I know you do.
Right in front of my face.
You love it all. but we don't like that, so that's why we're doing Breaking Bad News. Liz is on with us this morning. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Thank you for being on Breaking Bad News this morning. Now, who are you going to be breaking bad news to?
Well, it's my father.
Okay, so you're going to call your dad. What's your dad's name?
My dad is Jim.
Okay, so okay. Jim is just in his house, hanging out, and he's going to get a call from you today. What are you going to tell him?
Well, I want to talk to him about his will.
About his will?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
All right, well, okay. Did he recently make a will, or does he have one already?
He doesn't even have one yet.
He doesn't.
And I'm his only, it's just the two of us. I'm his only family. He's my only family. And he's in great health, so it's nothing like that. But, you know, my dad has a lot of money, and I'm just nervous. I mean, he's worked really, really hard for everything he has. Mm-hmm. But I'm just nervous that if something happens or, you know, not that I want his stuff, but I want, you know, I don't want the state to get it. I don't want the government to get it. I don't want some bimbo to get it. So I want to be able to talk to my dad about it, but I don't know how.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, does he have a bimbo in his life?
Not yet. He's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's obviously good to worry about your mom or your dad, especially when they get older. You never know what happens. But it does. I mean, right on the surface, Liz, you could see where some people might be listening where they're like, Liz sounds like she might be gold digging a little. Like, I want my dad's money and I want to make sure I get it. So I'm going to, you know what I mean? I mean, that could be something.
Yeah. Well, he's my beneficiary at work, you know, all my 401k, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he's mine, so I want to make sure that I'm his.
Okay. And do you have any reason to believe that your dad wouldn't make you the beneficiary? Is there something going on? Did you guys not have a great, life together? Or is there any reason why? Okay, so you have
I mean, I just want to be able to talk to him about it. But, he's in good health, but you just never know.
Right. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't really ever know. All right, Liz, we're going to put you on the phone with your dad, Jim. Now, we're going to mute the line so he will not be able to hear us. You will. And at the very end, we'll come in and we'll unmute them, and then we'll try to help you out if you're having problems near the end of the call, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Right now, you'll be on with your dad, Jim. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, how's my favorite daughter?
Considering I'm your only, I'm great. How are you this morning?
Well, that's a good start. I'm all right. What can I do for you?
Nothing. I just wanted to kind of talk to you about something.
Go ahead.
Well, it's kind of hard on the phone, but I know you're busy and stuff, Dad, but... remember I tried talking to you about, if something happened to me, I had you as my beneficiary at work and that I had, you know, life insurance and things like that. And I wanted to make sure that if anything happened to me, that you knew what to do. Nothing's happening to me. I'm okay. But I just wanted to make sure that, you know, if something happened to you, that I was your beneficiary or that you had a will, because I think it's important.
Oh, Liz, come on. Come on, ain't nothing going to happen to me. I'm stronger than ox.
I know, Daddy, but you just turned 70, and I mean, you just never know. Like, it could be a car accident. God forbid, that would be horrible.
You know, I'm at the gym 4 times a week. I'm practically a vegetarian. I'm half a vegetarian. I'm in better shape than that tub of gut husband of yours. Come on. What are you saying to me?
No, you're absolutely right. I know, Dave, because Dave's got to lose some LBs. Maybe he can go with you to the gym. I'm just saying, Dad, you've worked so hard for everything, and I don't want to sound morbid or anything, but I just think it's important that, you know, that you've got a living trust at least. I mean, we just had a workshop at work about it, and I think it's really important. Everyone's kind of talking about it. You just never know. So it's not you that could that would cause, you know, that if somebody, some idiot's texting, and they plow into one of us, you know, or both of us. I mean, we've got to have something that, you know, and I know you hate talking about it, but I don't know. I just kind of needed to clear the air.
Are you worried that you're not going to get my money? Is that it? Is this call about my money,
Dad,
or about my health?
No, that's not it. I just
want
to make sure that. Well, I want to make sure that the state, if something happens, that the government doesn't get it. And I know you. And,
oh,
and
the
I know
government
that some,
ain't going to get nothing. Don't worry about that.
Daddy, if you don't have a living trust or a will, there's like probate court and all that crazy stuff, and they can take stuff from you.
Nah, I'll get it. I'll get
oh
a will,
God.
But it sounds to me like I don't know. Do you need some money now? Are you
no? I'm fine.
Are you waiting
good.
For me to die or what? What is the deal
no,
here?
No, God. That would be horrible. I mean, no. No. Gosh, Dad. No, please. This is not what I'm saying. This is not what I'm saying.
I'll give you some money if you need money now, but
oh
let
God.
Me live for another. I plan on being around for another 20, 30 years.
All right, we're going to jump in here. Hi. Good morning. Is this Jim?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim.
Hi.
This is Marco and Krista. We're on a radio station called 93.1 Jams. How are you this morning, sir?
You're on a radio station?
Well, actually, you are on the radio mm-hmm. station as well. We're all here together. It's a big old party. We're just on with your daughter, Liz, who's worried about you and about if something happens to you that that you haven't properly taken care of things. And if you have, if you have a little bit of money, then obviously people are going to want that, that maybe aren't entitled to it. So she's just worried about you securing the future for her.
And she went on the radio to do this?
Well, we she like to help bad. Out with problems.
I don't know what to say about all of this, Liz.
What I'm saying is that what your daughter is doing is she's reaching out. She feels very awkward on bringing this subject up. And she just wants to make sure that if, you know, you do have somebody appointed, it doesn't have to be her, but somebody, because it's true. If you don't have an estate lawyer or a plan, the state will take everything. So,
thank you. Exactly.
That's all.
All we're
I don't
saying
know
is
whether that's true or not.
You should just protect yourself. And you should have a conversation with your daughter.
Well,
and
I wear a condom all the time. Don't wear
what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God. Your dad's hilarious.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.